take a first look at what it says in this morning's newspapers with John S. Doyle.
Gordy feared that the campaign of violence against executives in Quinn Industrial Holdings will continue, despite the sudden death of gang leader Cyril McGuinness when UK police raided the house he was hiding in last week. So the Irish Times reports in its lead story. The paper says that Gardaí are concerned that some of McGuinness's associates, who are heavily involved in smuggling and were also dissident paramilitaries, have the means and motivation to continue the campaign. McGuinness himself is the focus of the Irish Sun and Irish Daily Star front pages. According to the Star, Gardaí believe that what the paper calls the dead mobster, also known as Dublin Jimmy, got a woman to purchase so-called burner phones used during the torture of Kevin Lunny. The woman was seen on CCTV buying phones, Paul Healy reports. Cyril McGuinness was just like Saddam Hussein, according to the Sun's lead story. Stephen Breen reports a close associate of the deceased who said after the pair were arrested for masterminding a stolen plant machinery scam, "We call Cyril Saddam because he's just mad, clean mad. He loved that name and it suited him to the ground." As for the campaign of terror against Quinn Industrial Holdings, the Irish Independent reports that the Minister for Justice, Charlie Flanagan, has ruled out a new cross-border crime agency to tackle threats in the region. The Minister and the Garda Commissioner, Drew Harris, both insisted that further progress would be made in the investigation into the abduction of QIH executive Kevin Lunny and threats to his colleagues. But on the question of a cross-border body, Mr. Flanagan said, "While the intentions are positive, it is not practically possible." His comment came, the Independent says, after the Minister's government colleague Michael Darcy starkly claimed on RTE Radio yesterday that senior Gardaí in the region had let down the directors at the group formerly owned by Sean Quinn. Fianna Fáil's housing spokesman Dara O'Brien makes the front page lead story in the Irish Examiner. Under the Freedom of Information Act, he has obtained figures which show that just 3% of the owners of thousands of eligible Airbnb properties have registered under new rules or applied for special planning permission. As the paper reports, since the 1st of July, non-principal private homes used for short-term lets must apply for planning permission. He says just 3 staff have been hired by councils across the country to crack down on Airbnb lettings. The revelations, he says, blow a hole in the government's attempt to tackle the overuse of short-term lets and alleviate the housing and rental crisis. Micheál Martin, Fianna Fáil leader, makes the main story in the Irish Daily Mail for what the paper calls a powerful intervention in the growing debate over the impact of internet pornography on children, heightened by the murder of schoolgirl Anna Criegel. Mr. Martin told the Mail that he will make protecting young people online a priority if he is elected Taoiseach. The Irish Daily Mirror's front page has a picture of Sean Cox getting a hero's welcome from Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp. As the paper reports, Mr. Cox, a father of 3 from Dunboyne, County Meath, made an emotional return to Anfield yesterday, 18 months after he was assaulted there by Roma fans. He and his family were guests of Liverpool at their 3-1 victory over Manchester City, the paper says. As the papers report on the Labour Party conference at the weekend, the Examiner notes that a year ago, Brendan Howland's leadership was under the spotlight. This time there was no inkling of a challenge, writes Juno McEnroe. The Independent's editorial has not quite a challenge, but some strong words. The Labour Party should have a role, but it must tell us what. Labour's future is in its own hands, says the writer.